For Little Friends, Dust Bunny by Marianne Wilson McKnight. When we're helping, we're happy, and we like to help Mother, for we all love her so. Children's Songbook, page 198. Tricia watched as Mommy taped the family job chart on the refrigerator. Everyone's name is on the chart, Mommy told her. Here is your name, Tricia. It's the one with the smiling face sticker next to it. Tricia was 3 years old. It made her feel very grown up to have her name on the family job chart. She watched as Mommy wrote down assignments for her older brother and sister. Then she came to the name with a smiling face sticker by it. Now, Tricia, you have a special job, Mommy said. You get to be the Dust Bunny. Tricia had never heard of a Dust Bunny before, but she watched excitedly as Mommy got out one of Daddy's old white socks. It had been made into a bunny. Each morning, you can put on this Dust Bunny mitt and dust the living room like this. She showed Tricia how to carefully dust the piano keys, the tops of the end tables, and the TV. Now you try it, Mommy said as she handed the Dust Bunny mitt to Tricia. The inside of the sock felt fuzzy and warm when Tricia put it on. She carefully dusted the piano keys, the tops of the end tables, and the TV. Super job, Dust Bunny, Mommy declared. Then she gave Tricia a big squeeze. Tricia felt good inside. That night, when Daddy came home from work, she said, Guess who came today? Grandpa and Grandma, Daddy guessed, as he scooped her up into his arms and gave Mommy a kiss. No. Santa Claus, Daddy guessed. Tricia giggled. No, Daddy, that's silly. It isn't even Christmas. Well, then, who? Daddy asked. The Dust Bunny, Tricia said with a big smile. Who is the Dust Bunny? Is she related to Bunny Rabbit? Daddy asked. No, Tricia said with a laugh. Then she ran and got the mitt and put it on. I'm the Dust Bunny. Daddy watched as Tricia showed him how she dusted the piano keys, the tops of the end tables, and the TV. It looked like so much fun that Daddy had to try it, too. Make a Dust Bunny by Marianne Wilson McKnight. You and your mom or another older person can make a Dust Bunny together. Then you can give a gift of service to your mom by using it to dust for her. To make one, you will need an adult's thick white sock, a needle, a sewing machine, that's optional, white thread, a ruler, scissors, a black marker, and a pink pom-pom, and you might need some help on this. Here are the instructions. 1. Turn the sock inside out, lay it heel side down, and flatten it as much as possible. With a needle and thread or a sewing machine, stitch a U-shape, a half inch wide, by 3 inches long. That's 1.3 centimeters by 7.6 centimeters, down the middle of the sock's toe. Now there's an illustration, number 1, that someone can interpret for you. Number 2. Cut down the center of the stitched U-shape, ending 1/4 inch, that's 0.64 centimeters, from the bottom. That's shown in illustration number 2. 3. Turn the sock right side out, lay it heel side down, and flatten it as much as possible. With a black marker, draw two eyes. Using a needle and thread, sew the pink pom-pom nose below the eyes to only the top layer of the sock. 4. Slip the sock on your hand. Now you are ready to dust. End of Dust Bunny. And Make a Dust Bunny by Marianne Wilson McKnight. Smiling Faces by Anne Woodbury Moore. Now, children, you'll need some help on this one, perhaps. But the instructions are to remove pages 30 and 31 from the magazine, cut off the picture strips and faces on page 31, and glue onto heavy paper. Now, if you want to, you can cover this with clear, self-sticking paper. Cut out the faces on page 31. We know it makes Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ happy when we are kind and helpful. It also makes us feel good, too. Look at the pictures of children doing different activities and glue or tape a smiling face on each child who is kind and helpful and a frowning face on each child who is not kind and helpful. On page 31, there's the strip of smiling and frowning faces, and you can follow the instructions as have been described. End of Smiling Faces by Anne Woodbury Moore. FHE, Banana Caramel Shortcake by Deanne Rawson. The ingredients, 1 pound cake, 1 banana, peeled, 1 container, 8 ounces, or 226 grams, frozen whipped topping, thawed, and 1 small jar of caramel ice cream topping. The instructions, 1, for each serving, cut a slice of pound cake and place it on a plate. 2. Slice the banana and stir the pieces into the whipped topping. 3. Spoon a mound of the banana topping onto each cake slice. Drizzle a tablespoon of the caramel sauce over each serving. End of recipe banana caramel shortcake. End of For Little Friends.